Hello, hello, hello. I am your Mama Celeste, hostess with the mostest, Michael Munoz. And welcome to In Yo Mouth.
In Yo Mouth.
I'm the queen of food who's always in the mood
to lick it right, lick it good, show you how to
hug. Oh, God, that's good.
I want to know what you eat from the streets to the sheets.
So open wide, honey.
I'm coming.
In Yo
Mouth. I got the goosebumps.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey there, and welcome back, folks. Once again, I'm your hostess with the mostest, Munoz. And how y'all doing? Yeah. We are off to the races today. We are a week away from Thanksgiving. I just realized this. A week away. How long have I been preaching that Christmas is right around the corner? And now we are here. Thanksgiving is here. Now, folks, may I ask you a question out there? Do we really care about Thanksgiving? Do we really care about the turkey? Because I'm a turkey lover, like the gobble of it all, honey. She's insatiable. But at the same time, I know more people who don't like the turkey than do like the turkey. Like, yes, I guess it's about the family of it all, or it is about the family of it all, and being a community and coming together, you know, and trying to avoid the politics and whatnot. But, like, I don't know. I feel like I care less and less. This is an argument I have with my mother on the daily these days, because she is, like, turkey forward. I need to make a turkey on Thanksgiving. And I was like, but why? Why couldn't we make a turkey on, like, you know, next Tuesday? Like, why does it have to be next Thursday? I don't know, but that's the soapbox I'm on right now, because it's just what's happening in my life. Other than that, I have been cooking up a storm these days. This, like, cool, cold weather in New York City has me, you know, just, like, barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. Is that terrible to say these days? I don't even know. But, like, you know, I'm just here in the kitchen, single as can be, so definitely not pregnant, right? And yeah, I'm just really, really enjoying this time in the kitchen and kind of rediscovering, you know, my voice, my kitchen flair. I don't even know what it is. It is early in the morning, but you know what I'm really excited for? Today's guest. So let me stop yapping here and get to the getting on. Ladies and gentlemen and folks all around, please help me welcome the one, the only, Anthony Barone. Say hi.
Heidi, heidi, ho.
How are you, my love? Thank you for being here.
Oh, my God, Michael. Thank you for having me. This is amazing.
Yeah.
I've never been so warm and toasty talking to somebody.
Yes. I mean, in your mouth, listeners, Anthony came on this pod. Listen, I met Anthony out and about like a week, 2 weeks ago, right? We were out dipping and doing the thing. And we stopped for a little bit of, like, we are tipsy pizza. And Anthony works at this fabulous pizza joint here in New York City. And we just got to kikiing, and it was the best. And I was like, I need to get you on the pod. And Anthony immediately signed up and was like, yes.
Yay.
And now when I signed on, Anthony is under the cover. It is the first undercover
Ooh.
In your mouth ever.
There you go. See, we're We're breaking boundaries every morning.
Yes. Well, in your mouth, listeners, he's under the covers because I send out this like detailed thing about like, you know, you have to be in like a really quiet space, even though here in 120 square feet in Times Square, you know, the popo are always after this ass and like people are always screaming in the streets. But I try to keep it as quiet as possible, you know. And so Anthony signed up and he was like, I'm going to podcast from under the covers today, warm and comfy. So thank you for being here and thank you for doing the work.
Thank you for having me.
How are you?
This morning is beautiful. I'm just trying to avoid all my little animals running around making noise.
I love that.
So I'm hiding in my little cupboard. My little cupboard of covers.
You sound great. You sound like you're in a professional studio. So
this is so professional if they could just see the video.
Or not see the video. Or not see the video. You know, this should be like late night on In Yo Mouth. You're totally stealing my Delilah vibes.
Delilah, I was about to say love phones with Dr. Judy. I think you're a little too young. I'm dating myself.
I loved a Delilah. Hello? She's still on the air.
She is.
You know, poor thing. listen, she's making her money. But listen, before we get to the getting on, Anthony, in the grand tradition of In Yo Mouth, I need to wish you Happy National Baklava Day.
Baklava. Kronia Pola.
Oh, are you Greek?
No, I've worked Greek before, though.
Oh, how many?
three different Greeks in three different area codes.
Yes, I mean, you know, as long as they weren't in financial crisis like the country, right? I guess it's good.
No, they were fine restaurants.
Oh, my goodness. We are off to the races indeed. But baklava or baklava? There's a question.
It's baklava.
Oh, right. Because on Great British Bake Off, they're saying baklava, baklava. They are saying baklava.
The British people also say lots of things that don't sound right, especially to Greeks.
Are we a baklava fan?
Oh, absolutely. The layers of buttery pastry.
Yeah, it's the honey and nuts for me.
Oh, isn't it? The syrup. Oh, it's the syrup of it all.
Yes, it's delicious. It's been a long time since I've had a good baklava. And I always forget that here in Midtown, in the Hell's Kitchen area of Manhattan, In Your Mouth listeners, there's a great Greek little hole in the wall called, is it Poseidon? You see, I always forget about it because you always just pass it by because it's this hole in the wall, but they serve some hot, delicious baklava. Favorite baklava in the city? Do you have one?
Yeah, of course. I'm located directly in Greektown here in Astoria, so I've got a handful of amazing Greek pastry places and restaurants. So I'm full of baklava, Kronia Pola for that, and also, like, there's just so many great desserts they make.
Absolutely.
And the trick is trying to pronounce them correctly.
Absolutely.
Galaktoburiko. I'm like, come on. Like,
what you call me?
That's right. You know what I'm saying? They got some words, and they're long. It's like 14-letter words.
Absolutely. With letters you've never seen before. But listen, the language, the people, and the place are... It'd be you to us. And In Your Mouth listeners, if you are not from New York City and you are visiting, Astoria, New York, it's worth mentioning since you mentioned it. It has a huge and long history of a Greek population and Greek culture. So it's definitely worth a visit for the food. But Anthony, you are in luck because today's a double day for some odd reason, and I don't understand why. But it's also... I need to wish you Happy National Homemade Bread Day.
It just doesn't end.
It doesn't end, right?
But there's only 365 days in a year. I guess they got to double up, right?
So I guess so, to celebrate all these things. But like National Homemade Bread Day takes me back to the panini of it all, the pan Demi Lovato of it all, where everyone was making homemade bread. So this doesn't give me good vibes.
I bought a bread bowl, silicone thing. I'm like, oh, you know, the three ingredient bread that everybody makes on Instagram. I'm like,
no, tell me about it. Three ingredient bread. I'm assuming it's flour.
It's supposed to be the no-knead bread recipes, where you just got to let things sit for hours and hours. And then you just end up going to the bakery.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wanted that bread with butter on it now.
Yes. Like, can I just get like a Hawaiian roll and like
go to a French restaurant and eat two baguettes?
You know, just throw it in the oven, right? They're like, you know, 2 8 packs for like $3.99 up at the supermarket. Like, in and out, Jesus. You know what I mean? Well, no matter what you celebrate out there, whether you're celebrating National Baklava Day or Homemade Bread Day, we celebrate you on this day. And moving right along to this day in gay history, Anthony, did you know in 1960, RuPaul was born on this day?
Absolutely, I did.
Work, you better work. Cover girl, working girl. Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
Happy.
Changed the gay life for everyone in the world. It's amazing.
She has. So in 1960, November 17th, RuPaul is born. RuPaul, Andre Charles, and he, she, they is an American actor, host, drag queen, television personality, and singer-songwriter. Since 2009, he has produced and hosted a reality competition series, RuPaul's Drag Race, for which he received two awards in 2016 and 2017. And I think it's more than two awards, actually, because he keeps winning all the Emmys, right? And he has described doing drag as a very, very political act because it challenges the status quo by rejecting fixed identities. But it is a RuPaul's birthday on November 17th, and I hear we just passed your birthday, so happy birthday to you on
November 11th. We're both Scorpios.
Big Scorpio energy. Big Scorpio energy. I don't even know what that means. I just see it all over the...
Oh, you haven't been with a Scorpio then.
I feel like I have. I don't know, you know?
Everyone's got one in their pocket.
One in their pocket or one in their pants. I don't know what's with me today. She is on a roll.
She's on a different day.
Yes. Well, happy birthday to RuPaul. And
happy
certainly
birthday,
happily...
Ru.
Happy belated birthday to you, Anthony. But I want to get to the getting on. In Your Mouth, listeners, if you don't know, and you absolutely should know, Anthony Barone has been in the food industry for over 25 years. He's worked the gamut from McDonald's to Michelin star restaurants, all types of cuisines, Greek, Italian, Turkish, French, and Japanese. He now finds himself going back to his roots by serving fresh Italian fare of pasta and pizza to his neighbors, community, and friends in Chelsea at Pasta by Hudson from all day to night. But when it's late night, he turns into his alter ego, Miss Pearl.
Hey, honey. Oh, you didn't see me costume change.
Yes, right. That's a quick change, like a reveal, everything. Welcome and thank you for being here. And In Your Mouth, listeners, I had to have Anthony on the pod from the night that we just met because we were kikiing and laughing. And then I got to thinking about the fast food service of it all, the New York pizza of it all. Anthony manages a very, very delicious, delicious like pizza and pasta restaurant in Chelsea here. And I want to start in a place of like actually the McDonald's of it all. And what was your biggest takeaway? Like, what if you had to say like you learned one major thing from working at that McDonald's, what would it be?
At that point is how many nuggets I could fit in my pocket. She was a chubby kid growing up. But besides that, it was really the service. I was pretty good at it. You know, when you see something like that at 16, besides me being a McDonald's freak at the time, I would eat it every day, obviously, because I worked there. But it's how quick you can get on the register, honestly, at the McDonald's. It's how quick you can work your way up and be talking to people and be that face of the golden arches and get those kids their happy meals and make them happy.
Yeah, and I asked this because, you know, here in America, fast food service, there's like a big stigma with it. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and so it's just like, for lack of a better way to put it this morning, like it's like kind of like a starter job or like undesirable when, you know, right? McDonald's, I guess, has its issues, you know, like the fast food of it all, you know, like the health of it all, right? Allegedly. But people have like worked their way up to like super high paying jobs starting, you know, at the wash station or at the fryer. And, you know, and then there's a bigger, like this could be like an 8-hour podcast here, but I kind of just want to touch upon this, right? And the other bigger discussion of like raising the minimum wage for these people who work there, who like this is their livelihoods. This is how they work because they work in a town where these are the jobs available, you know? And so, you know, from that and into this pizza joint that you work in now, which could be considered fast food, you know?
It is, fast casual, absolutely.
Fast casual. And the stigma of that, but like the service you provide, the connect that we had, right? I think there's a value in talking about this to the people. And it's one of the many reasons I wanted you on this pod. Any opinions on that?
Absolutely. I mean, there's at any given point 10,000 places you can go to eat pizza in New York or anything, pasta. I think the key here is serving it fresh. It's our little niche. We make the pasta like in the house every day. But more than that, it's I learned this from a lot of my mentors in the business. You really have to make that connection with the guest. They really want to, you know, they can come back for good food. There's a number of places that have amazing food, but it's that extra thing that they're going to come back for, and it's going to be me, or it's going to be, you know, whoever's the face at the moment. So it's really important, especially in the hiring process, that you get somebody who cares and who can represent your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this is why we're here now, because you were fantastic. We had a blast. The pizza was great, obviously. But it was the connect that we had. What would you say to people who, and this is what I was trying to get at a little too, who look down on jobs like this, you know, cause of the stigma of it all, like, you know, like as if these, you know, cause these aren't undesirable jobs, you know.
These are
good paying jobs, and these are and there are people who love these sort of jobs. And like, you know, being a waiter myself for a very long time, 23 years in and out of restaurants, I've had people say come up to me and be like, oh, don't worry, a better job is coming. As I worked at one of the most expensive boutique hotels, and I just happened to be handing out popcorn, right? And I wanted to say to her, bitch, if you knew how much I made just to hand you a bag of popcorn right now, you would fall on the floor.
That's right. My mother was one of them. I mean, my whole life is like, when are you getting a real job? When are you getting a real job?
Yeah, but what do you say to those people? Because you are in the thick of it.
I'm in the thick of it. I've been in for also about 25 years. And that was the beginning part. You know, sometimes, you see yourself. I think it's how you do your job, and you know yourself that you're not waiting for another good job. You might be, you know, it might come along and there might be a better opportunity. But whatever you're doing at the moment, you really have to put your all into it. I mean, it sounds so cliche, but it really is the truth, because you really do need to love what you do in order to get the connect with, in our industry, the guest or the, you know, the host of the party or whatever part of the hospitality you're doing at the moment. But it's a different kind of person. It really does. Like, some people could never do it. You know people that can't even talk properly to another person, let alone, you know, serve them happily.
I think you make a good point there in finding the love of it, and you have to love it. And even if it is a stepping stone to something else or a transitional moment, right, as it has been for me most of the time, but sometimes it's out of necessity. And sometimes, like this summer, I just picked up another serving job just because I needed a little extra cash. But like, it wasn't out of necessity. It's because I wanted to keep busy, you know. And it's like finding that love. And even, like I said, if it's a transitional moment, like loving it at the moment, you know? And there is a love for it because there is a lot of positive, and especially if you're a people person, like the interactions, the and having good people around you and like spreading that good energy. It's, you know, like there's a lot of great things that happen behind the scenes that if you've never worked in a restaurant or fast food or anything like that, you don't even see or realize.
I mean, I don't live in Chelsea, but I do, you know, work there 60 hours a week. And I'm on the corner nowadays because we are all outdoor dining. And I never thought I'd be working the corner in Chelsea. And
she's a high-class hooker. She Absolutely. Is high-class.
I am the most colorful thing on any corner you've ever seen in Chelsea.
Listen, look at those legs. I haven't seen legs like that legs. Since I got rid of the piano.
But it's just, like, made me lose my train of thought, babe. it's just that you need to really like what you're doing, and when I was away for a month, I took my after the summer break because it was a hell of a hot summer on that corner, and I came back and everybody's like, oh my god, like everybody in the neighborhood, that's why I say the neighborhood, because they really embraced us. We're just a small mom and pop shop, you know, and the neighbors were just came by and hugged me and all this love, you know, and it really is about that. And it, you give what you get at the end of the day in most cases. But especially in this case, not only, I mean, these people, some of these people don't even eat. They just are walkers by and part of the neighborhood. They say hi every day. We have conversations on the street. It doesn't have anything to do with my food. It's just what you do when you live in a place. You just embrace it and hopefully be embraced back. And it was quite moving when I got back out of from a month away.
That's beautiful to hear. And the fact that, like, sometimes that sort of work isn't easy, you know?
No.
It's high demand, you know? It's different than working, like, in, like, a full-service restaurant. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
In the sense of, like, you know, where you keep touching the tables and this and that. Like, this is, like, people want it now. People want it quick. People want it, like,
right.
People have high demands. People, like, everything needs to happen at a faster pace, you know? And it's, like, and so, like, dealing with the array of personalities within, like, a 5 to 8 minute span is, like, it's hard. It's not easy.
I've had breakups. I've had, there's, like, and you don't know what people are going through. You know, everybody's always worried about their own shoes kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you don't know what people are walking. I'm walking into every time I walk to a table. They could be on their way to the airport, or on the way to a show, or just had a fight, or just having a fight. Like,
yeah.
I'm like a therapist at most times. Even in that short period of time, you just have to kind of read the room, get them, you know, mellowed out or happy, or they're already happy.
Yeah,
and you got to be a really good people person.
Yeah, and unlike like a traditional restaurant, like where I've had the experience where people are dining for like an hour, 2 hours, you
right.
know, you have an opportunity to change the vibe and the mood, you know,
right.
And I've done that, and I'm sure knowing you
yeah.
and having spoken with you, like I'm sure you know how to navigate that, and then if it's not a good situation, you change the mood, and all of a sudden people are happy and people are laughing and this and that. But, like, yeah. in this situation, you just don't have that. So it's really interesting to navigate and this and that. Before we cut out to the break, I want to know where, because, I mean, to work 60 hours in a fast, casual pizza pasta joint, you really have to love, A, the business, and B, food in general yeah. and food service. Where does your love of food come from?
Oh, that's definitely my grandmother and my mom. Growing up in an Italian house, I didn't really have a lot of friends growing up. My friends were like 60 and 70 years old. And we used to sit around the table and make cookies
and play canasta.
And play, well, Italian scopa. But yeah, it's the same thing, but in Sicilian.
Okay. Yeah.
But
I love it.
It's all about the food, and it was all about pulling out the great plates, you know, when everybody came over. And I still to this day have my grandmother's plates. It's all very much part of who I am.
Your grandmother's breastplates?
My grandmother's best plates.
Oh, best place. She wasn't a drag queen. I meant, I was grandma a drag queen too?
No, she was my inspiration for drag, though. She had a ton of, she was a seamstress for 40 years. So I got all my trimmings in the basement next to my food.
God. That's amazing. That's amazing. So growing up in Italian, where did you grow up?
Long Island, actually. About half an hour out of the city. Yeah, I'm very close.
Yes, I was always the Pinot Grigio and the ice cubes. Let us celebrate.
Reunion on ice was more like it.
Oh, my God.
I'm dating myself. Yeah. Oh my God. Me and RuPaul Charles have a lot more in common in age.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And you're both just as fabulous. This has been so much fun. And we're going to get back to it. But I think now, because we're in the midst of hysterics of and breastplates or breastplates. I think now is the best time to take you out to my favorite part and the audience's favorite part of the podcast, Anthony.
Dun, 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 dun.
A little something we like to call...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Food news update!
Food news!
Ooh, honey, you ain't ready.
Girl, spill the tea.
News update.
Arby's is releasing two French fry flavored vodkas. I can't get it together,
flies.
Yes, French flies for flavored
French
vodkas.
Fries.
It's not easy to say. French fry flavored vodkas. French fry flavored vodkas. French fry.
French fry.
Flavored
vodkas. So what are we doing? Cheese fries?
I don't know. It's not cheese fries. How weird. I guess this makes sense, but it doesn't make sense all at the same time. But I'm here for the Arby's because I love the meats, honey.
Meats.
Yes. Earlier this year, apparently, and thank you to Food & Wine Magazine for always keeping me in the know for my food news. Not a sponsor, but you're more than welcome to be, honey. Earlier this year, the meat-centric sandwich chain expanded its French fry options by adding crinkle-cut fries along their usual curly fries. Now to hammer home their two fry options, Arby's will be releasing two limited edition vodkas, Arby's Curly Fry Vodka and Arby's Crinkle Fry Vodka.
Sounds like it'll make a good Bloody Mary.
I guess. The Curly Fry Vodka is billed as a tribute to the mastery of crisp, spiced, curled potatoes distilled with cayenne, paprika, onion, and garlic for a spirit that preserves the distinctive and authentic tasting notes of the traditional Arby's curly fry. Meanwhile, the crinkle fry vodka is made with kosher salt and sugar to honor the rich tradition of salted potato shapes.
Still, I think they would make good Bloody Marys. So they're serving vodka at Arby's now.
I don't know if they're serving them at... I think you have to go somewhere for this.
Taco Bell does it.
Really? Is Taco Bell serving tequila now?
Yeah, they have tequila. The cantinas.
I haven't had a Taco Bell in forever. I haven't had a McDonald's in forever. I love an Arby's, though. Arby's, we got the meat.
I'm a White Castle girl.
I love a White Castle. That's, oh my God, growing up, I love that square little burger. I could have like 40 of them, you know, with the cheese, the pickles, the onions. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Extra everything.
Extra everything. Absolutely. Well, I mean, this is why this makes sense to me, because potato vodka is a thing, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
So therefore it's gluten free, right. You know? And I mean, like, and look at this in this article, Arby's suggests a Bloody Mary. Hello. Yeah.
It's perfect for Bloody. I mean, anything with spice. I was also a bartender for 10 years at the last 10 years of real restaurants.
Yeah, I mean...
Before the COVID.
Yeah, I love it. I think we're here for this. What else could we make with like a curly fry, vodka fries, and like
a dirty martini?
Make a chocolate martini.
Oh, right?
Because
dip in your frosty
the French fry frosty of it all.
Yes.
Right,
that's a good one with the potato with the crinkle fry one.
Yeah,
the kosher salt one.
Yeah,
chocolate salty vodka.
Yes, but not creamy. Like there's like that chocolate martini that's like creamy, and then there's like the chocolate martini that has like no cream in it. That's the good one. It's like the espresso martini, and people who don't know how to make an espresso martini and put Bailey's in it, no, send you right to the bathroom, ruin your night. Nobody's bottoming after that.
No. Sorry, tops only.
But yeah, I think we're here for this. I think we're here for this. You know what? And if you are here for this, I guess Arby's is also not a sponsor. But if you want to snag them, they'll be on sale tomorrow at arbysvodka.com. And there's only like a limited edition. And then there'll be a second drop on November 22nd, just in time for the holidays. So you know what? You can surprise Uncle Harry, right, in Minnesota, who loves him in Arby's with some...
Gluten-free girls also.
Yeah, with some this. I think we're here for this. This is not cheap either. Anthony, you want to take a guess?
45?
Try $59.99.
For a liter or $7.50?
Yeah, the $7.50. The
$7.50. Arby's?
Yes, or you could buy the bundle during each drop for $119.98.
That's not a... deal.
That's not a deal.
That's the same thing.
That is not a deal.
It's like 10 cents off.
Okay. We are here for the vodka, not here for this, right?
Sorry, pricing. Go back to Arby's prices, please. Like, give me a six pack of vodka.
Absolutely. Burger King partners with Robinhood for Side of Crypto giveaway. Now, are you a crypto gal?
She is. This plague got me into this crypto because I have nothing better to do than to stare at my phone for extra amount of time now.
Exactly. So, I don't understand the crypto. I do own a little bit of crypto.
Yeah.
Right? At the barge that I worked on this summer, some drunk man during some, like, I guess it was a crypto-centric party, like company, was like, man, you really need to buy this. This is going to really go up and it's going to blow up. And then I mentioned like Shiba or something. He's like, no. And he fell down a hole of explaining it, which it was like Greek to me. I did not understand any of it. But on my break, I was like, you know what? I have $25 in tips that I could throw at this. So I threw $25. And now I looked at it the other day. It's at like $60.
Yeah, it works.
You know?
I mean, it's better than a bank account, but it just doesn't have the security. That's all.
Yeah, I haven't thrown a lot of money at it, but I've thrown a little bit. And like, if something happens, something happens. And you know what? At the end of the day, I can spend, I spend more than $25 on booze and coffee in the week. You know
Absolutely.
What I mean? You know Easily. What I mean? So yeah. Also, notice the what happened?
You said the week.
Yeah, the week.
The day.
Or the day, absolutely.
$25 in New York?
Yeah, I mean...
That doesn't go far.
No, that's one cup, one large iced almond milk latte, and maybe two drinks at happy hour.
Crow, you have to find in Chelsea.
Right, absolutely. Notice the fast food theme here too. So, according to the Burger King crypto website, because now Burger King has partnered with Robinhood, which allows Royal Perks members to claim a free crypto coin every day. Which that's a mouthful in itself, right? Jeez. But the chain has partnered with the investment app Robinhood Crypto for the promotion. Between last week and Sunday, November 21st, Burger King will be giving away 2 million Doge coins, 200 Ethereum, and 20 Bitcoin. Ethereum, is that how you say
Ethereum.
That?
20 Bitcoin is a lot. Bitcoins now are like $69,000 each.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, as of yesterday.
20 Bitcoin. I wonder how much it costs to join this Royal Perks. because I'll go to Burger King and buy
like
a Whopper.
Monopoly game at McDonald's.
Well, no, that was a big scam. At least you get something out of this.
That's
true. Isn't
that great? It's like they're helping you save to buy more burgers.
Yeah, I guess in order to claim a free crypto coin, you must be a member of Burger King's Royal Perks loyalty program and make at least $5 pre-tax purchase either through the Burger King app or on BK.com using my code, which can be requested during checkout. After ordering, you'll receive an email with a prize code, right? Yeah, that's pretty. And then you'll get you have to claim your free cryptocurrency through the Robinhood app. That seems like a lot of work, but it could be worth it.
They'll probably give you like $5 worth of something, and it grows if you keep adding to it. I think that's what they're trying to get investors in Robinhood, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I heard.
It's good to save.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to save. And like I said, you spend more money, at least in this city, unless, so at least if you are a Burger King stan, you know, and you're going, at least get something back and
the frozen invest Coke.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I haven't been to Burger King in
just get a Whopper.
I couldn't tell you. A charbroiled Whopper. Mm. You know what? I just heard Sweet Green. Are you a Sweet Green stan fan?
Stan. No, I haven't Sweet Greened.
You haven't Sweet Greened? It's delicious. In your mouth, listener, Sweet Greens is like a salad joint here in New York City.
Oh, okay.
And you can order the same freaking ingredients from any other salad stand and it won't taste the same. I don't know what they did. It's all farm to table. Delicious. But like you can now like opt to try to buy Sweet Green stock before they go public, I think. FYI. I don't know. I think we're here for this, right? But we're talking all day. This is going to be an 8-hour podcast, so we got to get to the getting on. And last but not least, Ryan M.F. Reynolds honors the McRib with a questionable cocktail.
Oh, McRib.
Yes, the cocktail, rightfully named the Gin Riblet, is made by combining 4 ounces of tomato juice, half an ounce of barbecue sauce, a squeeze of lemon, and 1.5 ounces of Aviation American Gin. The drink is definitely a savory sip and probably pairs well with the McRib itself.
Anything pairs well with a McRib.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you just got me right in the spot, girl.
I hit your rib spot.
It's in town. She's here for a limited time only.
Yes. In your mouth, listeners, if you want to slide into Anthony's DMs, you know right where that rib spot is.
Annie. Get the app, girl. Find your rib. I'll be on the corner of 21st and 7th.
Oh, my God.
Bring it to me. We'll trade. We'll trade.
Listen, this was a very fast food news update, but I am here for it, and I think we are here for all of it, and this is a perfect way to end food news update. Oh, my God. I completely lost track of time because all we were doing is laughing about all this fast food ridiculous. Let's take maybe a serious turn. I don't know here. And I want to ask you about coming out because, you know, coming out, the experience of it is important. And each one of our stories are unique and are important to hear. And we never know who's listening. And so I always ask my guests about coming out. What was coming out like for you?
Oh, for me, I was just going over this the other day, actually. It was quite hilarious. I had gotten in trouble with the law, and my parents had me cornered, and they're like, "You have a problem." And I said, "You can't handle my problems." I totally Jack Nicholson'd my coming out story that they couldn't handle my problems because I didn't have a problem. I was gay, and I couldn't tell them. I used the straightest actor in the world, I think, his line to come out to my parents. And it only in retrospect did I realize I said that, like A Few Good Men, like the movie.
Yeah.
So I kind of played the gay card to get out of trouble at the time. This was 25 years ago. So it was a different time back then.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Coming out was not something you did. I remember one of my friends came out in Catholic school, and it was quite horrific for him. He's like, the priest told him he was going to hell. And every coming out day, we recall the story on Facebook together, and it's quite horrific. I hadn't had an easy out for me. I mean, because I came out to my friends way before my parents. So at that time, it was an easy one. Some are just heartbreaking and horrific and, you know, ending familial ties. I didn't have any of that, thank goodness.
Yeah, and you know what? Each one of our stories are unique, and I try not to qualify coming out stories on the podcast, because anybody who's here in front of me and who entrusts me with their story and their words, they're here because the glow up has them in a space. You know, the journey has taken them into a space of like fabulousness, of like of greatness, you know? And so that journey isn't necessarily qualifiable, because you wouldn't be here without that experience, you know?
Absolutely.
And so should we all have like terrible things happen to us? Absolutely not. Like, for a glow up, that's certainly not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that, like, you know, the way things happen and the trajectory of it all has made us the people who we are today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a beautiful thing, and it's beautiful to hear. You know, we also need to hear the good, the happy coming out stories, along with the tumultuous ones, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because not everything, a lot of the gay media out there is all like death and despair, right?
Well, still, that's the media in general. I mean, but yes, absolutely. Nowadays, I think it's a little easier. I mean, just because of what was on TV back in 25 years ago was minimal, like very small amount of gayness on TV. And now it's just, you're immersed in it. You know, you have no choice but to see and to learn, which is great. So for the straights, they learn and they're exposed. So it seems like it's a little easier these days to come out. But I mean, situation
depending where you are, for
exactly
sure.
Yeah, New York is also very good for that too.
Yes, absolutely. Before we close out, I wanted to just touch on Miss Pearl and how she came about and what she's about and what she does. Tell me about Miss Pearl.
Miss Pearl had a fabulous pre-COVID a fabulous bingo cabaret show. Miss Pearl was born in Cherry Grove, Fire Island. A little girl in the Rooster Projects.
Not in the Rooster Projects.
not the RuPaul of it all. No, actually, because of RuPaul, Miss Pearl was born. I had to host the finale for, at that point, I think it was season something with Aquaria. So they're like, can you do drag? And I said, of course I can do drag. I had done drag 20 years before when I was young and pretty. So this Miss Pearl came about because I had bought a drag tag sale wig, and I had a caftan, and you know, I'm quite a ham on my own. So honestly, the personality doesn't change much. It's just the makeup and the hair, because I'm still the same kind of person. I mean, I just make people laugh, but it's a little easier, and you get to push a little further when you get the mask on, you know.
And grandma's breastplate.
And the grandma's breastplate that has been handed down to me from generations.
I use kitchen towels. Absolutely. Absolutely. What's next for you? What's next? Are we going to see more of Miss Pearl?
Miss Pearl should be, I think we'll be pairing with some people. We'll have the Chelsea sisters. So there's a few of us that are getting shows now indoors, because the winter is coming, you know what I mean?
The winter is
so
coming.
We can't really, we did our drag shows on the corner, well, if all my other shows.
And the leg show.
The weather is getting cold. Yeah, so we had brunch. Girls just want to have brunch. Pasta by Hudson. So hopefully if it doesn't get so cold so quick, we might be able to do one in November.
Listen, drag is a winter sport with the triple tights and all the heavy materials, the polyesters and the spandex and the neoprenes and the double layered wigs and things, and the the wig caps. That is a winter sport.
I mean, it is. You really feel like you're wearing a wool cap at all times. So it was really death in the summer. Pride was hot as Hades. And then we did another brunch afterward, which was fabulous. So look for Miss Pearl on Instagram. And if she gets any bingos going, it'll probably be a Monday night, you know.
Well, that's a perfect segue. That's a perfect segue into let the kids know how to find you, where to find you, give them all handles and things.
Absolutely. Instagram, Miss Pearl Antoni, A-N-T-O-N-I. You'll see some pink bubbles, and that'll be me. Big hair, looks like Mrs. Roper in the caftan.
I love that.
She's fierce. And lots of pearls, obviously. Yeah.
And if you're in New York City, you can go visit Anthony at Pasta by Hudson in Chelsea. The pizza's delicious.
The pasta's fresh. Everything's amazing. And I'm there Wednesday through Sunday for your pasta and pizza delight.
Yeah. Do you know, before we close out, that New York is number 8 on 21's best cities for fast food lovers?
Number 8.
Orlando is number 1.
Oh, because of all the tourism. Disney.
Yeah. I guess Disney has the market on fast food. So, like, they must. That makes sense.
Disney. It has to be Disney. Yeah. Because New York is number 1 in everything else.
All they serve is fast food at Disney, you know?
Yeah, and all around Orlando is full of it.
So, yeah. Oh, my God. Well, Anthony, this was such a great day and such a great episode. I can't thank you enough for coming on to laugh and chat with me and to share and spread your joy. This has been so special with you being with you under the covers.
Well, you got your own private show here this morning.
That's it. In Your Mouth, listeners, it's another day. I hope you're prepping for Thanksgiving, if that's what you're doing. I am really not in the mood. I'm not in the mood for it. Are you in the mood for it? I am just not in the mood for
it. I'm not a turkey girl. I really like a ham.
The
yams.
I like two hams fighting under a blanket.
Wow. Well, I haven't found any yet, but I'll let you know if anything pops up here. You got to pass by soon. We need to do this again.
We do. But I don't think pizza and pasta are on my diet going into winter.
We have a great salad.
I'm still a tossed salad, if you will.
We have a hot Chelsea salad, sauteed veggies over greens.
I love over greens, honey.
Yeah,
I love that. Yes, if you're in that Thanksgiving prep mode, kudos to you, even though I do love a turkey. I'm a turkey girl, but I don't know. Maybe I'll get in the mood. It just hasn't, like, the spirit hasn't overtaken me. But I wish you all the blessings out there in your Thanksgiving prep, in your pie prep, in your dessert prep, I hope your dishwasher has been maintained, right? Because that's also a lot of dishes, right? And please remember to hand wash grandma's breastplate. That is all I got to say. And with that, because I am off the rails, the last thing I got to say is thank you for listening to In Yo Mouth.